Today is Saturday, September 5th. Good afternoon for WRCN News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. As of Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed 136 cases, along with 6 probable cases in the measles outbreak in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties, for a total of 144 cases in Wisconsin so far in 2026. From the total measles count, Lafayette County leads with 65 cases in Wisconsin, followed closely by Iowa County with 62 cases. Grant County trails with 15 confirmed or probable measles cases in 2026. Of the 144 total case count, over 99% of the cases were identified to have occurred in unvaccinated residents. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, in coordination with the Grant County Health Department, Iowa County Health Department, and Lafayette County Health Department, are working to identify and notify people who may have been exposed to the measles virus. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases, and the virus easily spreads from person to person through coughing and sneezing. The measles virus can stay in the air for up to 2 hours after a sick person coughs or sneezes, and can be caught by breathing contaminated air or touching an infected surface. Those who are most at risk are the unvaccinated or those who don't know their vaccination status. If you believe you have been exposed to measles and are not immune, remain at home and monitor for symptoms. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges all people to check their vaccination status, as a vaccination is the best way to prevent the measles illness. Expect higher gas prices this Labor Day weekend. AAA Wisconsin says regular unleaded gas is currently about 84 cents a gallon higher than this time last year at $3.82 a gallon. While most construction projects have been paused across the state, drivers in southeast Wisconsin can still expect major delays in the Milwaukee area along parts of Interstates 94, 41, and 43. Be sure to check traffic conditions in with Wisconsin 511 before you travel this holiday weekend. Both candidates for Wisconsin governor have made flock safety an issue in their campaigns. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Congressman Tom Tiffany are both calling for regulations and limits on the automated license plate reader company. While neither is calling for an outright ban, the two gubernatorial candidates differ on their approach. Tiffany wants to see state funding for the camera systems paused, while his office explores ways to protect personal safety. Crowley is already pushing for reforms in Milwaukee County, where several instances of abuse by police have come to light. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging boaters to prioritize safety this Labor Day weekend, a period known for high waterway traffic as the boating season winds down. With most individuals operating boats far less frequently than motor vehicles, Lieutenant John Sinclair and the DNR Boating Law Administrator emphasizes the importance of understanding equipment laws and personal capabilities. For those born on or after January 1st of 1989, Wisconsin Boating Safety Certification, or an equivalent, is mandatory, though taking a safety course serves as a valuable refresher for all operators. To date, in 2026, there have been 21 fatal boating incidents investigated by the DNR conservation wardens and public safety partners, highlighting the critical need for vigilance. Many of these incidences could have been mitigated by wearing U.S. Coast Guard-approved life jackets, which keep heads above water in emergencies. When out on the water, safety practices are essential. Boaters should consistently wear life jackets, as they provide a crucial buffer against drowning. Maintaining sobriety is equally important, as alcohol use remains a leading factor in boating accidents. Operators should also be mindful of their speed, especially in congested areas or near shorelines, and ensure they are visible by testing navigation lights and wearing bright colors. It is vital to recognize one's physical limits and environmental conditions, while also minimizing distractions like loud music or mobile devices. Communicating travel plans, including routes and return times, is a key safety measure for those heading out, especially when alone. Finally, courteous sharing of the water ensures a safer environment for everyone. Beyond these direct safety measures, boaters must also protect the water itself. Before leaving the shoreline, ensure all water is drained from live wells and ballast tanks, and remove any aquatic vegetation from boats and trailers. These simple practices are instrumental in preventing the spread of damaging aquatic invasive species that threaten native wildlife and ecosystem health. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board approved its $168 million state budget request for the 2027-2029 year. Serving over 293,000 students annually across 16 colleges, the system aims to reverse capacity cuts and address student waitlists driven by high employer demand for skilled graduates. The target budget request several priority areas to bolster workforce development. It includes a $59.4 million for general operations and outcomes-based funding, alongside $57.2 million in expand rural dual enrollment opportunities to every high school student statewide. To tackle severe worker shortages in essential industries like healthcare and manufacturing, the Wisconsin Technical College System severe worker shortage proposes $22.6 million in industry sector grants. Additionally, the request allocates $23.2 million for adult basic education programs serving the state's 330,000 adults without a high school diploma, and $8.5 million to upgrade data systems and strengthen cybersecurity. Representing 5.64% increase in overall funding, the Wisconsin Technical College System President Layla Merrifield emphasized that the investment is critical in maintaining the high-quality education and training required to support Wisconsin's key industries and long-term economic strength. The 170th Annual Iowa County Fair continues today and runs through Monday at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. There is an antique tractor display from now until 7 o'clock this evening and from 10 until 7 tomorrow and Monday. Also today, Fairest of the Fair Craft Time will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon. There will be a livestock auction at 3 o'clock and a truck and tractor pull gets underway this evening at 5:30. And live music will with Power Takeoff Band will run from 8:30 until 11:30 tonight. Tomorrow, a beef extravaganza will be held at 10 o'clock. The Master Showman Contest will be held at 11:30. At noon, a kitty tractor pull and a beanbag tournament will be held. Storytime with Fairest of the Fair will be held at 3 o'clock. And the Demolition Derby gets underway at 5. And recording artist Cannon James will perform starting at 8:30 tomorrow. On Monday, a euchre tournament and barnyard Olympics will be held at 11 o'clock in the morning. At 12:30, Tony Rocker will be live as Elvis. Harness racing and crowning of the 2027 Fairest of the Fair will be held at 1 o'clock on Monday. Each day, there will be animal shows and exhibits, midway rides, and food. Daily admission is $10 for adults, $5 for youth 8 to 12, and ages 7 and under are admitted for free. You can find more information and a full schedule at iowacountyfair.com. Southwest Wisconsin native Jayco and an American retro pop and rock and roll powerhouse will unleash his original music this evening at the Richland Center City Auditorium at 7 o'clock. The high voltage stage show is for audiences of all ages, with tickets priced at $20 in advance for general admission, $25 at the door, and free for children under the age of 10. Half of the proceeds from the event will go towards restoration of the city auditorium. Jayco will take the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight from 7 until 8 with his rockabilly grit and retro futuristic sound. A meet and greet will follow the show. Several area car shows and cruises are planned this holiday weekend, including Rooster's Car Club's 2026 Fire in the Hills Motor Show, going on throughout the day today in Yuba. Vehicles from 1970 and older are on display, along with musical acts, games, pinups, flamethrowing, fireworks, food and drinks, and more. The first 50-50 raffle drawing will take place this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and Midway will have the stage until 3. Raffle car drawings will be offered until 8 o'clock this evening. Flamethrowers will be on hand starting at dusk. Fireworks will be presented by the Yuba Fire Department, and Sunshine Drive will take the stage from 9:15 until midnight at the 2026 Fire in the Hills Motor Show in Yuba. Free will donations are accepted to benefit the local community. On Sunday evening, the Buena Vista Lions Club car cruise returns from 5 until 8 o'clock at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Great cars, great fun, and great friends come together to enjoy an evening of horsepower, community, and good food. Whether you're a car enthusiast ready to show off your ride or just want to admire the variety of classic, custom, and cool vehicles, there's something for everyone. There will also be concession stands serving food and drinks at the Buena Vista Lions Club car and motorbike cruise. The family-friendly event is free to attend and open to all vehicle types. And in today's St. Anthony's Auction raffle winner is David Bauer, a winner of $50 on ticket number 110.